Heart to Heart with Jackie LeBeau is brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services.
Good morning, everybody. Brr. Can you believe that? Zero. It was zero when I got up this morning and looked at my thermometer and let the dogs out. It is frigid. I'm telling you, we're not used to this kind of weather. And with that wind chill, I don't even want to think about what the real temperature is. Anyway, I kept thinking to myself, I wonder if my guest, who this morning is calling in from Michigan, is sort of bringing some of this cold to us. She's probably really used to this, but for us, this was different. This was chilly this morning, so I had to get out all my good wool stuff and get all bundled up. And although I will say it is beautifully sunny, so I love that about when it gets cold, that cold air comes in, we also get the sunshine. So I guess it's a trade-off, right? So anyway, this morning I'm really tickled to have on the show with me Jani Cook. I always tell Jani she's a medium and a mom. So the mom part is big with Jani, and we're going to be talking about kids later this morning. She's a certified angel therapy practitioner referred by internationally acclaimed author Doreen Virtue, a seasoned tarot card reader, and a spiritual medium. Jani has dedicated her life to the helping and healing of others. She has the ability to communicate with those who have passed, as well as the angels that guide and surround you at all times. She can help you continue those relationships with your loved ones who are watching over us and helping us from the other side as a medium. She's particularly gifted in the area of love and relationships. So if anybody is having some questions there, this is a good morning to call in with your questions, because we have a real expert with that. She has the ability to see clearly what the current status of your relationships are and where they are going. So you might get some real inside pointers there for what's going on with your relationships. So remember, this morning, you can call in. The number is 717-637-0052. Okay, well, let's bring Jani on. Good morning, Jani.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. It's 0 degrees. We're at negative 33.
Oh, I knew you were going to make me feel better. I said, I can't wait to hear what the temperature is in Michigan, because I'm going to feel warm.
Yeah. Have you guys having a heat wave? Well, I guess it's just negative 11 with wind chill. It's negative 33. So.
Wow. So, like, you guys, like, are just used to this, huh?
Well, you know, I just moved back here from Boulder, Colorado, and that was incredibly warm. I am very, very cold this winter.
You know, I think Boulder would be colder. It's just a misconception, I guess, I have. I'm thinking, you're out there in the mountains, it's colder, but it's not, is it?
No, you have to go into the mountains. You're a mile higher, and the sun is more intense. It's a lot drier, so it could snow 18 inches, but it'll be gone within a week.
Ah, see, that's what we have, that humidity here, and I'm sure you have that in Michigan. Yes. With the lakes and everything out there.
Yep, this snow is not going to be going anywhere anytime soon.
Well, you know, you were originally from Michigan, right?
Yes, I grew up here, but it's still a little bit of a shock.
Yeah, I know. So
back.
I know. So you got away, and now you're like, oh yeah, right. That's what it's like here.
Exactly.
So tell us, Jani. I know you have twin boys and a daughter, and they are the love of your life, and they are your life pretty much now. I mean, everybody with kids like that, with a family, you know, they are your life, and so they keep you busy.
Yes, they keep me incredibly busy. It's really interesting. As I was reflecting what I was going to talk about for my kids, it was I was brought back to the moment that I found out I was having twins. Mm. It was February 14th. It was Valentine's Day.
Oh, my gosh. On the 14th, on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I actually celebrate their half birthday. And this is a celebration. We have a twins party. Like, this is the day I found out you were for real twins. I went to the doctor, and I'm like, something is wrong. You know, I'm like 8 months pregnant, or I have twins. Like, it was just getting enormous really, really fast. And boom, 8 weeks, I was 8 weeks along, and knew I had twins and got, yeah. So Valentine's Day is a pretty important day for me.
Oh, it should be. It should be. That is funny. It's like something's wrong here. Either I'm much further along than you thought, or...
Right. Or I have twins or triplets or something, because something's got to give.
Well, weren't you blessed with twins?
Absolutely. I was really, yeah. They're such a gift. My kids are such a wonderful gift and a great way to really send the message of spirit and ingrain spirit in the children now.
Yeah, I love that you're able to do that, because, you know, a lot of people don't think about that, but you have a different mindset. So you're able to actually, now, the boys are how old now?
The boys are 7.
Okay, and your daughter is 5, right?
Yep, 5. She made me figure out what she was in quarters, so she's 5 3/4
yeah,
today.
I love that. I love that. I have to laugh because my father does that now, too, because he's 86. And I remember this old George Carlin thing about how you do that when you're young, and then after you reach a certain age, you do it again. You're, you know, first we were 85 and a half.
Isn't that 86. Funny? Like, we in the middle, we lose this zest for finding out how much older and wiser we get. It's such a...
Yes, because mostly when we're in the middle, we don't want to think about the older part. The wiser part's okay.
True.
So I know I asked you the other day, I said, you know, with everything that you talk about with the kids, you know, spirit is a topic for them that they're very comfortable with. And I asked you, do they talk about spirit to their friends?
Yes, actually they do. They're really open about it. They talk about having a connection with spirit. They'll tell them that's where all the fun is.
I love that. Like, I love that. Spirit is where the fun is.
Yeah, and so they really listen to spirit as they're, even as they're playing. They're not like regular, you know, 3 brothers and sisters. I mean, they are at some point, right? They do try and beat up on each other like brothers and sisters do, but they have this way of playing with each other that is really smooth, and they can play in a fantasy world for 3 hours by themselves. It's almost like I'm the man out, right?
Yeah, yeah. You don't get it, Mom. You're not seeing what we're seeing.
Right. They really have this incredible way of communicating with each other and listening to spirit to help guide their play into really bountiful parts for their brains and their growth and their experiences. So it's a pretty fantastic thing to watch, to see them be guided. They're really strongly connected to Archangel Michael.
Okay.
Because it can be pretty scary if you're a kid and your mom is a medium and, you know, she's talking to people that nobody sees and there's orbs everywhere and there's things all the time going on around them. They're taught, you know, so I really work with them to make sure that they're not afraid.
Okay. So all right. Because...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead, Danny.
So one of the things that I do with them is we've talked for years about bringing Archangel Michael into the rooms. They invite Archangel Michael to come in, and Archangel Michael can be everywhere all the time. And he is the angel of protection. Mm-hmm. So I've really aligned the children with the fact that they can bring in these real but not seen helpers that can give them protection and solace along with their own guides and their own archangels. So when they're having a problem at school, or even if it's not school, if it's with each other, I'll sort of prompt them to be like, so what do your angels say?
Yeah, that's wonderful. And I love that you have them call in the angels. We had another gal here just a couple weeks ago who is an angel practitioner, and she taught everybody on the air how to invoke the angels. And, you know, it is so simple. It's just calling them in. Is that what the kids do too?
Yeah, that's exactly what they do, and ask them questions. The more you ask your guides and angels questions, the more they get like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. They're listening. They got it. They're gonna pay attention, because spirit can't. Well, I mean, it does sometimes, right? I mean, we have the Skull Group. We have a lot of mediums who are working with teleportation, like, you know, crazy things that can happen. But the truth is, every day when we're walking around, we've created this world that is so disconnected from spirit so disconnected from guidance that always they're putting these little clues out in front of you for you to notice. So
yeah, the little signs. Just like our loved ones in spirit, you know, besides angels and guides, you know, our loved ones who have passed over are doing the same thing. We've talked about that too, Jannie, about how there's always little signs. And sometimes you recognize them. We've had people call in that have said, you know, well, I always see, you know, a red cardinal, and I just sense it's, you know, my mom, you know, who passed,
right.
And, you know, and like they already get it. They already know it. And, you know, they call in and they just want some confirmation of the signs that they're getting, or you find, you know, a coin and it's got the date on it that was your mom's birth year, you know, things like that. It's amazing what spirit can do.
Yeah, it's quite humbling when you actually take a step back, and if you can be, you know, Albert Einstein actually said it best. There's like one way to live. You can either live like nothing is a miracle, or live as if everything is a miracle.
Yeah, I love that quote too.
Yeah, yeah. I do like live that everything is a miracle, because it truly is. We're here for the purpose of finding love, expressing love, being a part of love. And not the love of just romanticism, right? Not the
right.
love of chocolates and flowers, but the love of the mind that you and everyone you see are utterly connected. It's amazing.
It's more like the universal love that's out there.
Right.
You know, and connecting and, you know, having that just general love for all the people that you meet and you're connected with and that you have any interaction with.
Yeah, it's tingly, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, with twins, I mean, you know, they obviously have a special connection. So have you noticed that with the boys?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Their connection is, you know, it really, truly, and I know I said that with the three of them, like man out, but with twins, they're closer to each other than I can be with them.
Yeah. And, you know, there's so many... so many instances of that, and it's such a recorded thing that twins have that almost that telepathy. Do you notice that with the boys? It's almost like they don't even have to talk. They understand what the other one's thinking.
Yeah, they like to crack each other up. Actually, it's really quite cute. one of the stories that I can share is that when they were, I think, about 9, 10 months old, so you can stand on the side of your crib, kind of push your feet up, holding on to the edge of the crib.
Mm-hmm.
I just hear them giggling, and I just, like, I don't understand. Their cribs are right next to each other.
Uh-huh.
I hear them giggling, and so I walk in, just really sneak in, and I turn around the corner. And there is one of the twins. He's squatting down, and he pops up to go boo to the other twin, right?
Like, uh-huh.
He's not saying boo, but they just start laughing and giggling, and they're... These two are so wonderful that they can get to a fight, and as long as I can keep myself out of it, within the next minute, they're laughing with each other.
Oh, that's interesting. So there's a lesson for mom, huh?
Right, it is. Stay out of the way.
Stay out of the way. And so now, but it's interesting to me that your daughter now is so connected. I understand the twin thing, but, you know, she's sort of like pulled in right there and sort of like... You know, the three of them have that connection.
Yeah, no, absolutely, because she's so close in age. They're 16 months apart.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think they remember her not being a part of their sort of tribe going on. They've always been a part of each other's lives.
Yeah.
So they're, but, you know, she doesn't, they actually, all three of them, it's really interesting. They like to sleep in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
So last night, Piper, my little daughter, her name is Piper, and she comes and she's like, I want to sleep on the floor in the boys' room. I'm like, okay. All right. They really like to be all together.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's nice, because they really are so with each other. So when they're playing and they actually can sort of connect to spirit at that time, and you know, what do you think, you know, what kinds of things do they ask spirit? You know, how do they bring spirit into their lives? How do they use spirit?
That is a really good question. I think they use it to the comic relief of that is really quite interesting because when we were in Boulder, they would sit outside. I caught them sitting outside this ice block, and they were all three meditating around this block. Just in the middle of the yard, they had all stopped, sat down, and started meditating. And then it was so intrigued. I'm like, what's going on? What's happening out there? And they were actually trying to make the ice block turn into like a superhero table.
Oh, that's interesting. So they were going to use their mind power, their meditation, and they were trying to focus.
Yeah, trying to focus their meditation power together, which I think is something that they're going to keep continuing doing. I see them going to sit in meditation a lot.
That's right. Now, how did they learn meditation?
I have them, we talk about it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about you meditate to get connected to spirit, you meditate to get guidance from spirit, and they've obviously, listen to me, I've had them in children's yoga, so it's reverberated to them through the chakras, through management of their energy system, and we do a lot of energy work around my house.
Okay, well, you're a healer, so that makes sense. All right, so we need to, Gil, what's up? Do we need to do a break? Okay, all right, Jenny, hold on, and we'll be back, everybody, with more talk about spirit and kids.
It's time for more Heart to Heart with Jackie LeBeau, brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services.
One, Gil, when you say one, I keep saying to myself, yes, but it's negative 30 where Jenny is today.
Is that the actual temperature?
The temperature, as I look at WeatherBug, is negative 10, and the wind chill is down to negative 34.
Wow.
Warm.
Well, I'm telling you, it's making me feel a lot warmer, Jenny. 0 sounds balmy.
Balmy, right.
Hey, I'm going to remind everybody out there, the number here is 717-637-0052. And particularly if anybody out there has children that are sensitive, you know, Jenny would be a great person to ask questions to with her kids and talk about how they, you know, bring spirit and God into their lives and how they talk about things that, you know, are a little unusual that other people don't really pick up on. So, hey, Jenny, I wanted to talk a little bit more about orbs. Now, tell everybody what an orb is.
An orb is the internal light, your internal soul, that is connected to source or spirit or God, whatever name you want to call it. It really does not matter. That each one of us carry and hold as we walk around this earth. We are all light. We are of the light and continue on the light when we drop this physical spirit. So, this physical body, our spirit goes on, pardon me.
And you know, because orbs, there's a lot of talk about orbs in our area because we're very near Gettysburg. A lot of our listeners live in Gettysburg. And, of course, on the battlefield, there are a lot of people that come down and they do a lot of photography about the mm-hmm. orbs. So it's not that unusual around here. But so you told me that the kids actually can play with the orbs and you take a photography of them too, right?
Yeah. So one of the things that turns out it looks like it's one of something that I can do is I can videotape orbs. So I, you know, videotape them. I record them.
Right, which is interesting. Now, when you are recording, do you see them? Because sometimes people in Gettysburg, they'll take a picture and they don't know that there was an orb there until they develop the photograph.
It depends. It really depends on the orb. The first one I ever received that I ever sort of like, what's really going on here? I lost my brother in an accident, and him and I were incredibly close, and he played the drums, and I had a set of drums, and the kids were playing the drums, and I was recording them. They would change who was playing bass, and somebody was, you know, the kick drum, the low one,
right,
with their hand, and then there was, you know, because they're little.
Right.
Like 3 years ago, and so they're so little, I go, I'm taking a video on my iPhone so I can see the video. I'm at a pretty good peripheral vision. And as I'm watching the video, I see this light enter on my right corner of my eye, shoot through the side of the room, across the screen, and the other side.
Wow. Just zoom right through.
And I knew instantly it was my brother.
Well, what else? Yeah, of course. The drums would call him, wouldn't they?
Right. They would. He'd be like, yes, you're getting them loud. I'm so excited.
So it's interesting as you're taking that photograph. So now as you're photographing and when the kids see the orbs on the video and stuff, you know, what do they say?
It's really exciting to watch them because they could go from being in a really bad mood. And if they start to play with each other, it sort of calls more orbs in. So more orbs will come in, which gets the kids in a better mood. More orbs will come in, which gets the kids in amped up. So they're sort of like feed off each other. So when the minute the kids are in this like state of, I don't know, we're, you know, the state where people in this world want to try and control them and stop them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, be like, you can't do that. Don't be so loud. Don't. But that's actually where orbs are coming in and playing with the kids.
Right, so they're lighting things up.
So I bring that up because I feel like I did not even expect me to say anything like that because I want to like bring the idea that the kids being kids help spirit come in and heal the adults because that's part of what they're doing. The in for spirit is through kids because they're more receptive, they're more open to what the true reality around us is. So the more fun they have, the more fun they start to like get their parents to have.
Isn't that very interesting, Jeannie? I'm sort of glad that did come up because, you know, it's true because I always tell people that, like, as a medium, one of the things that I have to do is raise my vibration because as
right.
I raise my vibration, it's easier for spirit to come in. And just what you're describing makes sense to me because as kids are playing, of course they're raising that vibration. They're, you know, the joy, everything that comes out from that, the laughter, that all, you know, raises a vibration. So it makes it so much easier for spirit to come in.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. And I've kept it after this is sort of, you know, it's really funny because they'll just say the word potato over and over and over again, but different intonations, different screaming levels, you name it. Like my house is loud.
So. Uh-huh.
But what you'll see happen is I've taken video in them having that, and then orbs kind of flying off their hands,
oh,
sort of coming in and flying out, coming around them and leaving. And I have about 2 hours of orb stuff, and it's very different than photographs. I think the photographs I really love, but I think at this time where we're at in our earth plane, sort of spirit is moving closer. God is moving closer. So the vibration is becoming higher and higher without us even having to do too much. So all of a sudden, all these things that are around us are becoming more miraculous because we can't deny them.
Right. The shift is happening. And
yes.
As you said, you know, God is being more known to everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely, 100%. And being a medium, I love being a medium. It is where I am happiest. It's where I know my will is connected to the will of spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Like I lose myself in it, lose track of time, lose everything because the person in front of me is in front of me because it's been orchestrated by spirit for them to sit there. And my job is to extend as much love and compassion that I humanly possibly can.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jeannie, because when people find us, I always say there's a reason that you're here and it's the reason you found me. So there
Absolutely.
Must be something with how I, you know, bring in spirit and that I can bring in to you that is healing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so absolutely, I agree with you because that is really part of what we do. And I know I feel the same way, Jeannie. It's like after you have had sessions with people, you know, I am so thankful, you know, that I have been able to be an instrument to help them.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, isn't that nice, Jackie? I mean,
yeah.
It's so nice because you get to see, I think being on the side of being a medium, you are such a conduit for so much love. So you have love with every single client, every single person, almost every single person you talk to, right? I'm endlessly doing healing. I don't have to talk to anybody to even do it. I can be in their presence and in my mind, which is connected to their mind, connected to Source. I can be sending healing love, sort of my job on this earth, as I think everybody's job on this earth is, Jackie, is to be an instrument of healing. And it could be as small as walking down the street and picking up that litter, or walking down the street and picking up that rusty nail so that somebody who couldn't change their tire doesn't run over it and their tire doesn't pop.
Yeah, or walking down the street with a smile on your face.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so for whoever is there to see it, can brighten their day. And because it's true, I mean, I know we've all experienced it. It's like somebody's grumpy and you smile and you can just feel something lighten up in that person and you get a smile back and it just changes things.
Yeah, absolutely. I stand in awe of spirit almost on a daily basis because it's just quite amazing. It's a special gift to be here.
Yeah.
On this earth.
So now, do the kids use their intuition? I ask that because I have a class coming up soon that I'm teaching on intuition, and I was wondering how young they are when they start to pick up on that.
Oh, I think that kids, as soon as they're not able to express it, right? But they mm-hmm. see spirit and see people and see God all around them all the time. And as soon as they're, let me give you a really solid answer. I think I was around three or four, and I started really talking about it, letting them know that they were safe and it's okay, and sometimes they see stuff that other adults don't see.
Yeah. So did they have times like that, Jenny, where they would say something to you that, I mean, because they always say, children can see spirit. They don't lose that until they're older and people in school and stuff tell them that they can't, but could they describe things to you?
They have never really solidly described anything, but I've always known that they're connected. Does that make sense? Sort of it's almost second nature for them.
Yeah.
That it's hard for them to distinguish.
Yeah, and it would be different in your household because you talk about it all the time.
Right.
So they're not thinking of that it's anything unusual.
Right.
It's just what it is. And of course, mom sees spirit and they see spirit. So everybody sees spirit.
Right. It's not anything out of the ordinary.
Right.
For
this
them
is normal. This is just what everything is for everybody. So it's
right.
Like, what a gift for them. I always say, I think children growing up at this time, have a whole different perspective because more and more people are open to a different world and they're growing up with that. So it's not that unusual. And, they're not shutting down as quickly.
Right. No, I absolutely agree. I agree 100%. And kids are so wonderful for really driving and forcing the change. I don't want to say forcing it as much as it's so natural for them to come in, so natural for them to be connected, to really try and help us to see that there is so much more that we could be listening if we listen to our own heart song.
Yeah, yeah, and it just comes naturally to them.
Yeah, it's pretty, it's wonderful to watch. It is really wonderful to watch, and I think, now they're getting in really school age, the twins are in first grade and Piper's in kindergarten, so they're not even a grade apart. They're one end out. So their days are pretty much taken with school, and I think that it's interesting to see this next level, that they continue to connect with spirit to get guidance while they're at school away from me.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Do they talk about using spirit while they're at school?
Not right now, but we talk about it a lot at home. They're not really verbalizing it as of yet, but I totally expect that to be happening over the next, 6 months.
Yeah, yeah, that they're open to that. That's great. So now, Jenny, before we're getting close here, so I just don't want to lose track of things. please tell everybody how they can get a hold of you if they have questions or like to call you and have a reading, or your website. What's your contact information?
All right. My contact information, my phone number is 720-514-9724. And my I have a landing page up right now on how they can get a hold of me, and I'm going to be we're working on my website. I'm really excited about this new website being rolled out because I'm going to be blogging and really posting newsletters and information about spirit and videos of orbs and a lot of stuff. I'm really excited about this, and that's at Jani, J-A-N-I, Cook, C-O-O-K-E.com.
Okay, we'll be looking forward to that, Jani. That'll be fun. And, you know, I'm thinking you should put some kids stuff on there, too, because that's something that you have so much expertise in that's different, you know, than other mediums can do. And I think you'll find that that's going to be very intriguing for people. I can't wait to see it when you're up.
No kidding. That's exciting. Thank you, Jackie. That's going to be that. I'm going to add that in. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That would be so fun. And it would also be a great place that people could, you know, kids are so computer savvy. You know, if you have actually things on that website for the kids, you know, they can be with mom or whoever and look at it with them. So I think that's super idea. So wonderful. I'm looking forward to that coming out. Okay, so Gil, we have to take we have a couple messages? No?
We're at the end.
Okay, well, hold on then. I am going to have to tell people real quick. Okay, next week, my guest will be spiritual expert and best-selling author Sharon Ann Klingler. And we'll be talking about how to harness the power of your language so you can create lightning-fast results. And Sharon's going to be sharing some of the fascinating techniques in her new book that just came out, Power Words, and how language can alter our reality, the energy of words, and the precise words to use to instantly lift your power, and how to use trigger words. It's going to be a very powerful show, everybody. So I hope you'll be able to join us. I also wanted to tell everybody I have a class coming up February 22nd called Opening Your Intuition. So it's sort of like the first step for spiritual development. And I'm really looking forward to that. It's going to be in Hanover from 1 to 4 at All As Well Associates. And I'll have more information for everybody on that next week. Okay. All right. So thank you very much, Jani.
Well,
we really enjoyed having you. And I'll see everybody next Tuesday.